This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and we had some bombshell news out of the GOP over the weekend. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was once one of the most loyal and outspoken supporters of President Donald Trump, has announced she's resigning her seat in Congress. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian joins us now from Capitol Hill. Nicole, what's happened here, and why does Greene say she's leaving Congress?
Well, she basically said that she doesn't necessarily want to have to fight a contested primary, obviously because of her split with the president over a number of issues. The president had threatened to primary her. And so she argued, you know, she doesn't want her, in her words, sweet district to have to go through that, considering that she is someone who has stood by the president, fought for the president. So that was part of it. Also, she has endured a number of threats in light of this spat with the president, although she had faced threats well before that as well, and was concerned about the toll that was taking on her family. She did later, however, deny that she is not considering a run for president in 2028. Of course, there had been some speculation that that was part of why she was doing this, but she tried to knock down those reports in a post yesterday.
Now, you mentioned that threat of being primaried by the president. Do you feel, or are you getting any indication that she was under pressure from other party leaders to step down?
Well, most notably, House Republican leaders haven't commented on her resignation to date. We have not heard at all from Speaker Mike Johnson on this, although she, too, at times has been at odds with him, most recently criticizing him for keeping the House out of session during the government shutdown. She had also expressed concerns about House Republicans not doing enough to address this issue of health care with the expiring Obamacare subsidies. And at one point, she even had threatened to try to remove the Speaker from his post through a motion to vacate. So, you know, they have been at odds at times, but she has also worked with him as well on various pieces of legislation and, you know, helped try to build support, for instance, with respect to the Big Beautiful Bill. So we have not heard from any Republican leaders, House Republican leadership at this time, but certainly other rank and file members are wishing her well as she prepares to transition from Congress early next year.
Nicole, who will replace her?
Well, I think it remains to be seen. I mean, look, you already have some people potentially vying for her seat in Northwest Georgia, some state lawmakers who are eyeing a potential run. But look, I want to point out that, again, this caught a lot of folks off guard, including the state Republican Party there in Georgia, with the head of the Georgia GOP saying, you know, he didn't necessarily or wasn't aware of this. So, you know, there will be time for people to file and run for that seat, but it's unlikely that there will be any kind of special election for a few more months.
Nicole, thanks for your time.
You bet.
That is CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian joining us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.